My girls are 14 and 16, and back in the day when they were born, it was not easy to share photos and videos with loved ones. But now you have a fantastic option available, the Family Album app. The Family Album app was created in 2015 and has operated over the long term to give parents a secure and easy way to share photos and videos with loved ones. It's a totally secure personal haven for your family's memories. I love that it's private with no unwanted eyes. Now let me share some of the great features that make Family Album a go-to app. First off, the app automatically sorts photos and videos by month, allowing you to swipe back in time and see how your child has grown. No more scrolling through endless feeds or searching through folders. Another cool feature of the Family Album app that I love is that you can order 11 free photo prints every month to be delivered to your home starting in August. It's really nice to have some tangible pictures to hold onto or share to document each month of your baby's life. Plus, the Family Album app has unlimited storage and it is totally free. Yes, you heard that right. No more worrying about running out of space when you're just trying to relive those heartwarming moments. So if you're still trying to use other messaging apps for your kids' photos, it is time to level up your family photo game with a free photo sharing app. Head over to the App Store today, search Family Album, it's all one word, download the app, and start creating a legacy of love one photo at a time. In this episode, you are going to learn about medication-free techniques to manage pain during labor. Welcome to the All About Pregnancy and Birth podcast. If you're having a baby in the hospital, you are giving birth in a system that too often takes away power from women over what happens in their own bodies. I'm Dr. Nicole Calloway Rankins, a practicing board-certified OBGYN who's had the privilege of helping well over 1,000 babies into this world. I've been a doctor for over 20 years, and I'm here to help you take back your power, advocate for yourself, and have the beautiful pregnancy and birth that you deserve. This podcast is for educational purposes only, and it's not a substitute for medical advice. Check out the full disclaimer at drnicolerankins.com/disclaimer. Now let's get to it. Hello there. Welcome to another episode of the podcast. Whether this is your first time listening or you have been here before, I'm so grateful you're spending some time with me today. In this episode, you are going to learn about medication-free techniques for managing pain. This is the first episode in a series of three short episodes I'm doing about managing pain in labor. The other two episodes will be on medications that aren't an epidural, like narcotics and nitrous oxide, and then the third episode will be about epidurals. And in each episode, you'll learn what options are available to you, you'll learn about risk, benefits, pros, and cons of each in order to help you make a decision about pain management that works for you. Now, don't worry about writing anything down. You can get all of the information that's in this episode, as well as the other two episodes, in a lovely free guide that you can download from my website. It's drnicolerankins.com/pain. And again, it contains all of the information. So don't worry about writing anything down. Just sit back, listen, soak all the information in. So to get started, let me just give you a bit of a background about labor pain in general. Sometimes people call contractions or labor pain different things. It may be referred to as surges, may be referred to as waves, and that is in an effort to kind of mentally disassociate it from what we typically think of as pain. And you can certainly call it whatever you feel, whatever works for you, whether you want to call it contractions or surges or waves, whatever works for you, works for you. I'm personally going to refer to it as pain because although women experience labor differently, most will interpret contractions as painful. And I don't think we have to be afraid to name it as painful. We can still deal with pain. I get it that labor pain is often the thing that concerns women the most about giving birth. There's a lot of fear surrounding labor pain and contractions. Some folks, you may be listening and you are just absolutely terrified of labor pain. And some of that comes from what you see on TV and depictions of labor, where it's like women get hit with contractions and all of a sudden they turn into these like crumbling puddles of nothing and just overwhelmed and that kind of thing after three contractions. Some of the fear may come from your own personal experience where you've had a friend or a family member go through labor and you saw how intense that process can be. Well, I want to acknowledge that all of that fear is completely and totally normal, and it is also very common. The key to really managing that fear is to empower yourself with information so that you're more prepared about what to expect, and then it doesn't get to be quite so scary. Now, it's really crucial that in order to manage labor pain, you have to rethink how you think about pain. This will help you work with your body to manage the pain instead of fearing the pain or working against the pain, all right? And this is particularly important, of course, if you want to do an unmedicated birth. Pain is normally something in our bodies that we interpret as a problem. It means that something is wrong. You know, if you fall and you hurt yourself, you break a bone, then you're going to have pain. It is your body's way of telling you, hey, look at this, something is wrong with me. But labor pain is a different type of pain. It's actually a pain that's caused by something that's good. It's caused by birth. And of course, I'm talking about full-term birth, you know, normal pregnancy, not any complications or anything like that. But pain of labor is different in that it's definitely going to come to an end. It also comes and goes at mostly predictable intervals. And then at the end of it, you have this beautiful thing. You have your baby in your arms. So if you can think about labor pain in that way, that it's different than other types of pain, it's not signaling a problem actually, then that can actually help make it easier for you to manage. It makes it easier for you to work with the contractions and not against the contractions. And then, of course, as far as how to manage pain, there is no right set choice for how you do so. It is a personal decision, one that you have to make for yourself. Your friends can't make it for you, your mom, your sister, social media, whatever. Make that decision for yourself and know that whatever choice you make is right for you. Also know that you can change your mind. It doesn't have to be a fixed choice throughout the course of your labor. This is a really flexible thing. That flexibility is important. Okay, so let's get into the options for medication-free techniques. First thing I want to say is that everybody having a baby, yes, everyone should be familiar with techniques to manage pain without medication. Yes, that's even if you plan to use some sort of medication, even if you plan to get an epidural as soon as you hit the door. There will be a period of time where you are at home that you're going to experience contractions and pain before you get any medication or before you can get an epidural. Also, sometimes things can go pretty quickly, faster than you anticipated. Also, delays can happen where you can't get an epidural right away. Sometimes epidurals don't work. So you really want to have these techniques available to you of how to manage pain without medication. Now, if you're planning to go completely without medication for the duration of your labor, then you're probably going to need more in-depth preparation than what I'm going to give you in this short episode. You really need to have a plan in place and strategies to help cope with labor pain. Now, some women will come in and they just kind of go with the flow and manage contractions without having a solid plan. But I find that if you have a plan in place and some different strategies and tools in your toolbox, and you have a support team with you as well, then the pain is not quite so overwhelming and you find it easier to manage, especially in the hospital setting where options for medications are so easy to ask for. If you have that plan in place from the beginning, then again, it's just much easier to go the duration without pain medication in the hospital in particular. So one thing that's important if you want to do an unmedicated birth is support. You need to have your partner there, a friend, a family member, whoever you want. They need to be prepared to assist you with things like moving around and then with some of the techniques that I'm going to talk about. They also need to be prepared to advocate for you and your wishes when you can't. when you're in the throes of labor, it's really hard to have a detailed conversation about something. So you need to have someone who can help advocate for you and speak up for you on your behalf and know your wishes during your labor process. And another thing that I see people miss a lot sometimes is that whoever is with you, if you're planning to do an unmedicated birth, they need to understand and feel comfortable with seeing you experience pain. It can be really hard for a partner or your mother or your sister to see you in that type of intense pain that comes with labor. It can be hard to physically watch. So they need to be prepared ahead of time to understand, again, that this pain is something different. It doesn't mean something's wrong, and they need to be comfortable and able to deal with that. Watching videos on YouTube of people having natural labor will be helpful with that. I know it can be stressful wondering about prenatals and whether or not they have all the right ingredients. Well, Ritual takes all the guesswork out of prenatals. Their essential prenatal builds key nutrient levels to support a healthy pregnancy. It includes methylated folate and nature identical choline to support baby's neural tube development. There's omega-3 DHA for brain and early vision development support. And there's vitamin D to support fetal bone health. And as someone who looks at research, I love that Ritual's Essential Prenatal is backed by science. I also love that all lots are third-party tested for allergens, microbes, and heavy metals. You deserve to know exactly what you're putting into your body, especially when it comes to prenatal multivitamins. And with Ritual's dedication to traceable science and sourcing, you always will. See for yourself with 25% off your first month at ritual.com/Dr. Nicole. Start Ritual or add Essential for Women Prenatal to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/Dr. Nicole for 25% off. Now, a doula is also a great support person to have in addition to your partner for medication-free techniques to manage pain. A well-trained doula will offer you lots and lots of techniques, and not just techniques for you, but also techniques that your partner can use to help you manage pain without medication. Of course, doulas are useful, period, but they're very useful in the context of having an unmedicated birth. All right, so let's get into some of the techniques. As far as some of the techniques that are commonly used, one of the most common ones, and it works really well, is massage. And there are a couple of specific places where it can work really well. One is low back massage. That may help. And in the guide that you can download, there's a picture of what that looks like. There's also the hip squeeze or double hip squeeze that can be really helpful in order to help manage pain. And these are techniques that you can practice before you go into labor. Another technique that is really common and helpful is focused breathing or patterned breathing. Of course, the classic one that we hear, you see on TV, is the Lamaze, like, but there are a lot of other techniques that you can use for breathing. Focusing on your breath in general is just really, really important. When you are focused on your breathing, it will really take your attention away from the pain and you won't be quite as fixated on it, so to speak. Now, you'll still experience it. I'm not saying that you're not going to experience the pain, but if you are really, really focusing on your breath, it's going to diminish the sensation of pain. A way to practice that is to try and breathe while you are holding a comb. So like holding the comb to help you distract your attention from the contraction, or holding ice in your hand to help distract your attention from the contraction as well, are kind of ways to help get that sort of distraction technique down. Now, next is position changes. Position changes can be incredibly helpful to relieve pain, and they can be important also to help get your baby in an optimal position for birth. There are lots and lots of things to try. You can squat or lean against a wall. You can lean against your partner or the bed. You can get on a birthing ball. Again, there are pictures in that guide that I talked about that give you some options there. Walking is also a really great way to help manage pain during labor. Just moving around, swaying your hips, all of those things can be helpful just to relieve that pain and relieve that pressure. Another thing, I said mention the birthing ball, but another place you can also sit is on the toilet. Sometimes sitting on the toilet, either forwards or backwards, can be a really, really nice reliever of pain. And if you sit on the toilet backwards, someone can rub your back at the same time too, and that can be really helpful. And then speaking of the bathroom, hydrotherapy, which is just using water to help relieve pain. So that would be either getting in the shower or getting in the bathtub. It can be an outstanding pain reliever. A lot of women really, really like that as an option to help cope with pain when you're going without medication. Now, not all hospitals have showers and tubs, so this is something that you want to ask about ahead of time to see if you have access to it. For example, my hospital, all of the rooms have showers, but not all the rooms have tubs. So you definitely want to check and see what options are available to you. Some other things that people do are hypnosis or hypnobirthing that can help manage pain without medication. That does require preparation, also requires weeks of practice. So know that before you investigate those options. And then finally, some books that I think women find helpful if they're going to do unmedicated birth is Ina May's Guide to Childbirth. That's a popular one. I like the book Birthing from Within. I think it gives a lot of good techniques. Some of the information in the book is a little bit outdated or even inaccurate, but it does give some great techniques for managing pain without medication. And then, of course, there are books and classes like the Bradley Method as well. Now, when looking at the pros and cons of medication-free techniques, if you go completely unmedicated, then there's no exposure to medication for you or your baby. For a lot of people, that can be a bonus. It's not that the medications are necessarily dangerous, and you'll learn about that in future episodes, but if it's something that's important to you for you to avoid, then that's going to happen if you go completely unmedicated. Also, I will say most women feel very empowered after an unmedicated birth. It's just a real sense of accomplishment when that happens. Now, occasionally I see circumstances where women feel the opposite. They actually feel extremely overwhelmed by an unmedicated birth, but that's typically because they weren't expecting to do it unmedicated and things went so fast they didn't have an option to get an epidural. But for the most part, women feel very empowered after they have an unmedicated birth. And then I think most women recover faster from an unmedicated birth. You're going to feel more like yourself very quickly. You're going to be up. You're going to be walking around. You don't have to wait to get your feeling back. Like when you have an epidural, you just feel more like yourself faster when you have an unmedicated birth. And I've heard people say that who've had both types, epidural and no epidural, they generally say they recover and feel better faster from an unmedicated birth. And then the only, I would say, cons, and I don't know if these are cons, I don't want to say there's a con for sure, but if you are doing an unmedicated birth in the hospital, it can be tempting or very easy to get an epidural in the hospital because it's going to be readily available. So again, that's where that planning really comes into play so that you're prepared to say, hey, don't ask me about pain medication. I will bring it up. You and your partner or doula can have like a safe word that means like, okay, for real, like now I'm suffering. I'm not just in pain and I actually want the epidural. So that is a potential con, is that can be easy to get medications or an epidural in the hospital setting. And then the other potential, I would say, a con or something to think of, this isn't a reason not to do an unmedicated birth, but just something to know, is that doing repairs, if you have any tears and sewing up any vaginal lacerations or tears after birth, is going to be more challenging. We do lidocaine, of course, to help with the pain while we're sewing up a tear after an unmedicated birth, but I will admit it is not the same level of pain control as an epidural. Now, inside of the birth preparation course, which is my online childbirth education class, I have a whole separate lesson on having an unmedicated birth in the hospital and have several more tips really to help you with having an unmedicated birth in the hospital. If you want to check out the birth preparation course, you can do that at drnicolerankins.com/enroll. Oh, I also have in the course a whole like guide with pictures and all kinds of things to managing pain without medication as well. A really detailed guide that you can download and keep and learn from and practice before your birth. All right, so there you have it. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode and check out those resources I mentioned to you, either the birth preparation course at drnicolerankins.com/enroll or that free pain management guide where you can get all of the information that I mentioned here written down for you. That's drnicolerankins.com/pain. So that's it for this episode. Do come on back next week and remember that you deserve a beautiful pregnancy and birth.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.